Welcome to the 8th episode of For When Forensics Fail, the podcast where we explore the various applications of behavioral analysis to different aspects of crime. In this episode, we will be reviewing the case of Stephanie Lazarus. Sherry Rasmussen, a newlywed, was discovered dead in her Van Nuys apartment on February 24, 1986. Rasmussen was a successful woman who started college at the age of 16 and was the director of nursing at Glendale Adventist Hospital when she died. When her husband, John Rutan, returned home later that evening, he discovered Rasmussen's BMW had been stolen from the garage and her body on the living room floor. There was evidence of a scuffle and an attempt to activate the home burglar alarm panic button. Rasmussen was bitten previous to her death and was murdered by gunshot fired through a bedspread. Rasmussen had been shocked by a thief who was attempting to take equipment from the couple's house, according to LAPD officers dispatched to the site. The BMW was eventually discovered abandoned a week later. Rasmussen and Rutan's wedding license was the only thing that was clearly removed from the house. Lyle Mayer, the case's lead detective, was able to immediately rule out Rutan, who had moved away from LA after his wife's death. Rasmussen's parents, on the other hand, pleaded with Mayer to look into a woman named Stephanie Lazarus, whom their daughter had been scared of before she died. Lazarus was a police officer for the LAPD at the time. Rutan and Lazarus had an on-again, off-again romance before Rutan had eventually met his wife. Mayer, however, kept focus on the burglary theory. Despite the Rasmussen's family's incentive and pressure, Sherry Rasmussen's case would eventually go cold. Lazarus rose through the ranks of the LAPD in the years following Rasmussen's murder, eventually becoming a detective. She would marry and adopt a child with another police officer. She also created her own private detective agency and lobbied the LAPD for child care initiatives for parents. When DNA testing became more popular in the late 1990s, the Los Angeles Police Department created a cold case branch to review historical material. Rasmussen's case, on the other hand, was not examined until 2004 by Jennifer Butterworth. At the time, Butterworth noted that part of the evidence from the Rasmussen case file had gone missing. However, the swab of saliva collected from Rasmussen's bite mark did not go missing, and while Butterworth was unable to identify a match in the database, she was able to infer that whoever bit Rasmussen was female. Butterworth discovered a notation in the case file about a third-party female who was harassing Rasmussen previous to her death. Butterworth reported her findings to a superior who was aware of Lazarus's role in the case and argued that Rasmussen's death was a robbery. The Rasmussen case remained unsolved until Jim Nuttall and Pete Barba revisited it in 2009. The burglary theory was swiftly rejected by the cops, who claimed that the evidence did not point out to a break-in. Nuttall and Barba concentrated their efforts on Lazarus after removing any other female suspects. When interviewing Lazarus, the investigator's strategy was to keep the conversation as ordinary as possible for as long as possible, and then wait for the right opportunity to confront her. She paused four times as long as she should have when the interrogators asked her if she knew a John Rutan. She was already acting as if she hadn't thought about that name in a long time, while in truth, it was etched into her mind, and even if it had been mispronounced, it would have taken her milliseconds to figure out who the detectives were talking about. When confronted with the term Rasmussen, she uses exclaims such as, "Gosh, God, gee," which is Stephanie's way of implying a hazy recall due to lack of contemplation of the subject matter. She's attempting to avoid giving the idea that she has had no cause to think about John or anything related to him since they last saw each other over 2 decades ago. She then goes on to discuss things that don't need to be explained and aren't even being asked about. It's an obvious sign of hyperarousal, and it's based on the fear management idea. This is when the subject will veer off on unrelated tangents in order to gain some sort of relief. Reductio ad absurdum, or appeal to extremes, is a type of argument used to refute a claim by demonstrating that it leads to an absurd or unworkable conclusion. Stephanie uses this when confronted, exclaiming that the idea that she killed Rasmussen was such a ridiculous thought and conclusion for people to jump to. Stephanie Lazarus was arrested and charged with the murder of Sherry Rasmussen. She was found guilty and sentenced to 27 years to life in prison. Thank you for listening to the 4-1 Forensics Fail podcast. For episode transcripts and resources, visit our Notion page, which can be found in the podcast description box of whatever platform you are listening on. Signing off!